Starting your day at the races, Gareth Hall and RSM 927's Race Day.
The Carnival in Queensland heads to Ipswich this afternoon. Three features there, the Ipswich Cup, the Eyeliner Stakes and the Gay Waterhouse Classic. Bart Sinclair, thanks to the BRC, joins us now for his tips at this program. Good morning to you, Bart.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all. We've got a glorious day. A little bit cooler, and it will be, because Ipswich is west of Brisbane, it will be a couple of degrees colder out there. So I would think about 4 o'clock, the temperature will plummet, but beautifully fine.
All right, then. Do they still have that rave party in the middle of the track on Cup Day?
Yes, it's on for young and old out there all day. Gets a bit loose late.
You hit the dance floor, Bart, just rocking with the youngsters there after the third or fourth?
Yeah, the shoes start to come off the ladies about then.
How do we back a winner there today, mate?
I think we go race 5, number 8, Paladas. He's running the Fred Best Classic. Was good. Was a blanket finish. He wasn't far away. He's got the good draw. I think he'd get a good run. He's shortened in now. He was 370, but he's into around about 290 now. But I still think he's a good gamble at that price. Race 6, I think a really good bet, number 3, Desert Lord. He should be your anchor for the day. I think he's got a bit on the opposition here. He's had a recent trial. He just cantered all the way around behind the winner, the Bring It Home Pop. I thought it was an impressive trial performance. He's got explosive acceleration when he's on song. Hopefully he's singing very well today. Race 6, number 3. And I'm happy to go with race 8, number 10, Axe, to beat the favourite, Amish Boy. I think a 3-year-old with 58. I know it's late in the season, but Axe has been a huge improver this campaign. His last start run in the BRC sprint was outstanding. They decided to ride him back. He was just touch worse at midfield and 3 wide, admittedly with cover. But then he started to improve at the 600, and next minute he's 5 and 6, 7 wide coming around the turn. He kept coming. Tefane beat him a short half head for second placing behind the winner, Emerald Kingdom. And, of course, Tefane makes that form now look very good, winning the Stradbroke last week. So I'm happy to go with him. Amish Boy's hard to beat, but Ipswich gets back, 58 kilos, doesn't need any traffic problems.
Now, Quaddy.
Yep. Quaddy, mate, race 6. Look, if you're really bold, go 1 out 3. If you want to just widen your horizon a bit, 3, 9 and 5. Race 7, the Cup, you could put a lot in here. I'm just going 7, 2 and 8. I think Humboldt Current at these weights has got a good chance. And Craig Williams, he'd win on a bike with a buckle at the moment. He's in tremendous touch. So I think he'll give Humboldt Current a good run from the 4 gates. 7, 2 and 8 there. I think you can get away with the 2 in the eyeliner. Just I'm 10 to beat 2, but I think the popular way will be the other. I think Amish Boy will run the favourite clearly. And in the last, you've got to go wide here. I think number 15's double-figure odds, around about $14. I think she ran out of her skin last time. She's got the good draw and can take advantage of it. 2, Boomtown Lass, the favourite. 9, Lily Moore, disadvantaged by an awkward draw, but Sydney form's, you know, good enough, I think. And 3, Needorp, 16 if you want to go a bit further. 15, 2, 9, 3 and 16.
Good on you, Bart. Enjoy today. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks, mate.